This morning in Clearwater, the Pinellas Board of County Commissioners declined to move forward with adding protections based on gender expression or identity to its human rights ordinance. The proposed changes would have protected transgender individuals from discrimination in housing, public accommodations, and employment. The commission voted 3-3 to advertise for a public hearing on the changes, but the proposal failed because it did not have a majority. Jim Bennett is the Pinellas County Attorney.
The ordinance that we bring for you today essentially takes the word sex, which is a protected category, changes the word to gender, and includes within the definition of gender the issue of gender identity and gender expression. That places it in the context of Title VII coverage, which will give us a little guidance on a going forward basis, and does expand the coverage beyond what Title VII presently provides.
Title VII of the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. On April 22nd, the commissioners passed an amendment to Pinellas County's human rights ordinance to include sexual orientation. They did not include protections for transgender individuals, but asked county staff to research the issue. Jim Bennett answered one of the commission's questions by saying that religious organizations could be exempted in some circumstances.
We have provided in the ordinance a general protection dealing with the ability of religious organizations to exclude a person whose conduct conflicts with stated doctrines, tenets, or beliefs of those religious organizations. It does not go so far as the public hearing request that we would protect an individual's religious tenets and doctrines, but we did put a provision in there for religious organizations.
According to a memo from Jim Bennett to the county commissioners, at least 9 Florida jurisdictions have passed laws banning discrimination on the basis of gender identity. Board Chair Robert Stewart was one of the 3 votes against moving forward with the amendment.
I was very supportive of our moving forward with the change in our human rights ordinance, and I felt that the ordinance that we adopted a few meetings ago was a significant and positive step forward. But from my personal position, that ordinance that now exists goes as far as I personally am comfortable with going, and so I will not be voting to move forward with the advertisement.
Stewart was joined in blocking the progress of the Human Rights Ordinance Amendment by Commissioner Karen Williams Seal. Seal had concerns about how businesses would be affected by the proposed changes, despite being provided guidelines that the investment company Ernst & Young uses to promote its policy against discrimination and harassment, which includes gender identity and expression.
I, too, would echo your comments, Chairman Stewart. I do feel like we have Ernst & Young's guidelines, but how do we go out to our employers who have 5 or more employees and try to teach, get them, and this is just very far-reaching, and I fear that it would be quite a burden on our business community.
Regarding transgender individuals, Seal told the St. Petersburg Times, "My empathies are with them. I think they have legitimate problems and need to be helped." John Maroney also voted against the measure.
I'm concerned with the way that it's expanding the coverage, the Title VII language that, you know, I think we're getting in an area that we shouldn't be getting into. When you and I met, I would have liked to seen the language a lot simpler, but more to the point, because I'm afraid that trying to make this a politically correct, acceptable thing to everybody, that we're just going into an area that we shouldn't be going in, or we're not sure of what the results are going to be. Where if I would have been here at that April meeting, I would have supported the adding of the sexual orientation. Let me get that on the record. But I won't be able to support this.
County Attorney Jim Bennett told WMNF that despite concerns by some commissioners, the proposed amendments to the human rights ordinance were legally sound.
I think so. These areas are fraught with peril in the sense that you want to inform the regulated community what they're having to deal with. And not only do we have difficulty in defining the terms for the regulated community, but it also takes a considerable education to understand the basis for the issues. And that's what we've been going through in the process. But I think that the ordinance as drafted is legally supportable.
Commissioner Kenneth Welsh was one of the three to vote for advertising the Human Rights Ordinance Amendment, but his support seemed lukewarm.
There are issues in here that, frankly, I don't have the complete understanding of or comprehension of, whether it's just, you know, a cross-dressing issue, someone who was born with both sets of reproductive systems. I mean, those things happen. Not a whole lot, but they happen. And so in some cases, there are biological reasons, you know. And so I think it's at least worth exploring further. For me, I'm not sure if I could support the employment or the public accommodation, but I think the housing based on Colorado and Orange County is something that's worth taking a look at. So I would support the motion.